some water after that one. Next one, I'm going to break with my usual protocol and just read the poem straight with no intro or anything like that. It's a poem about jazz, and it's my attempt to sort of compose a jazz poem. It was an improvisation, and I wanted to sort of mimic what someone like Ornette Coleman or John Coltrane does when they blow and improvise. The poem is just called On Jazz. Physical beauty, formal rigor of God, spiritual beauty, economy of God, natural will, transcendent will, facile will in all its dismal there-ness. Piano, broken chords, breaking down space like watching bits of paper collect, contained in a 12-bar blues, root notes you tend to lean on, or maybe a honking minor third, a harmonic multicolored sharp. Follow your compulsion into flurries, clusters of connecting phrases, then a pause to sanctify as the progression resolves after lingering on the fifth for the appointed time. Pentatonics mainly with some suspensions, sheets of sound, there it is. Trademark leaps only found in Coltrane, like watching a rainbow erupt out of the placid bowels of street lakes, sparrows in the gutters, Eliot-esque alienation syncopated impossibly high and mighty. Repeat the repetition now into major scale, Ionian gold, major third suspensions again, almost midnight for tremulous trees, also hipsters, flights of birds, rabbis in the wilderness as blues ends. Here's a quicker, quirkier, jarring bit to cut your teeth on. Bass, bottom notes, natural like ferns. Ride the ride cymbal like musical fellatio. Roll with rolls and kick drum ejaculations. What Hart Crane heard in bridges, only blues, so bridge seldom comes. Stasis achieved nicely replicates movements. Bowel, kidney, heartbeat, daring snare of lipness, thickness, quickness. Get it all out for all of us into the brick-laden city. Mutter of exhausted midnight buses as vibrato notes shiver. Miniature solos on the toms creates energy of emptiness among the weird abundance, concluding with roll on the snare. Now bass also investigates metaphysical space, not so much implacable as inexhaustible eruptions. Spring of autumn, autumn of spring. Seasons of balance, compromise, away from extremes. Middle path exteriorized, oh, piano on a minor seventh, which bespeaks longing for a more ethereal world. Elegiac as the last apple of October, eaten by a Halloween campfire. Beyond blues of earth into cadence, dying fall of pure moon. Ravaged, torn from the throat of persistence, mute existence destroyed completely and on fire. A universe of fingers and mouths, looking down the tide of death into eternity, square-shouldered and erect, freezing into whims of ultimate there-ness, beyond ordinary notions of quotidian abyss, in one long sitting powwow, peace pipe, corn cob, wholesome dinner of voidness, but insinuated only to drive away singularity. Jazz is plural. They give you a space, show you its contours, allow you to move around and drown if you want over hilltops of remorse, created by love or dolorous longing, and especially central parks of the soul, an intellectual bordello life cut and pasting its bleak outline over rooftops and bluebirds.